Princeton University Press Audio presents American Afterlives, Reinventing Death in the 21st Century by Shannon Lee Doughty. Read by Kelly Burke. Preface. Each book I write seems to get a little odder than the last one. This is not on purpose. Perhaps it reflects a process of gradually letting go, of conventions, of anxieties, of expectations, of being at peace with who I am as a writer and a thinker and trusting that someone out there will get it. This book has brought a lot of peace. It's been an unintended existential journey. I can comfortably say now that I am okay with dying. Don't worry, I'm not planning on it. But then, almost no one does. When I fly, I often think to myself, if I die today, it'll be fine. I've had a pretty good run. Death is the natural ending of every life. It is strange how hard we humans fight that fact. We cause ourselves a lot of needless anxiety and suffering. I'm not sure what the experience of listening to this odd little book will be for the listener, especially in the aftermath of a devastating pandemic. But my wish is that some of this peace will rub off on you. In fact, it is okay to laugh, to smile, to take comfort here. Gallows humor is easy. It's the nervous laugh of the uninitiated. But I mean something more deep-bellied and Buddha-like. It's hard to work on death and not have people assume you're a goth princess or dispositionally morose, or that your work is going to bring them down. I've come to believe that embracing the realities of death can make our hearts lighter, not heavier. As Esmeralda, one of my interviewees, said, it's all a point of view. This book is odd for a couple different reasons, so let me prepare you just a little. First, although I have a doctorate and I'm cross-trained in anthropology, archaeology, and history, this is not meant to be an academic book for a specialist audience. I have written a few articles out of this material for my scholarly peers, and I have a few more ideas to throw at them in these pages, but the material here, and my journey with it, was too rich not to share more broadly. I can't help an anthropological curiosity about what makes people tick, but I have tried to translate terms and invite the listener in. It did not feel right to write an impersonal account about death. That's not how this project started for me, and that's not how it's ended for any of us. So the listener will find that I am present in these pages as a private, feeling person. This is an experiment. Can a book be both anthropological and accessible? Both personal and intellectual? A second oddity. The writing emerged out of a 5-year process of making a documentary film. I met my talented co-director and cinematographer Daniel Zox by happenstance. We were squeezed into a minibus with others on a tour of rural Oaxaca in early 2015. I was teaching in a study abroad program. He was on vacation with his family. Over lunch, we discovered that we both lived in Chicago, so we stayed in touch. At that time, I had an idea that I wanted to do an archaeological ethnography of contemporary American death practices. One day, after talking to Daniel about his filmmaking, I realized that this topic could make an interesting film. I was pretty sure it would involve some interesting people, and visuals of deathscapes and artifacts were already running through my head. I pitched it to him over a Mexican brunch in my Chicago neighborhood. He said yes, and we were off running. Our time, our budget, and our ideas about the project ebbed and flowed over this 5-year period. We had no script. Most documentarians have some idea about the story they want to tell before they get started. I had no clue what was going on in American death practices, other than that they were rapidly changing. I wanted to learn more.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?